Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. It was just a moment ago that I asked you the question, do you dare to be loved? And in that, I continue this message for you. This is not a message of endurance. This does not have a long lineage of review for you. And yet I will give you something that you've not heard. It has to do with the empowerment of the human race. Those who are what you would call metaphysical, that is to say that they would believe in things beyond physics, are ready to go to another level. And that in itself is a linear thought, is it not? For the entire discussion of the last hour and a half, I've asked my partner to give to you so that you would see the bias of your own existence. And that's given so that you would remember who you were. For in a state of quantumness, that's the state that you have been in forever. You are eternal in both directions. Difficult for a linearity, bias to understand, but there was no beginning. Those who would study the spirituality of God would know there is no beginning of God. And because you are a piece of God, there is no beginning of you. And so, eternal being, it may give you a pause for a moment as you become more quantum with me. In your linearity, look backwards for a moment. Turn around and look backwards on your timeline for a moment. And if you could do that, even with your bias, what you will see is eternity. And for a small section of that eternity, there are souls that you have lived on this planet. Lives that you would then give names to and places for and history timelines to assign. And I want to remind you of something profound. You have one crystal in the cave of creation. This one crystal is one soul energy, one core energy. And each time you come into the planet, that crystalline substance is re-energized with the one soul energy. And what this means to you is that each time you have come into this planet, it has been with the same higher self, with the same core from the other side of the veil, with the same creative energy you would call a soul. You didn't have many souls, one soul, many expressions of humanity. There would be those who would try to tell you what is happening on the other side of the veil, and all of them are wrong. It's grander than that. You cannot conceive with a linear mind of the consciousness of God. And that's as it should be. And yet I will tell you from one who sits in that place that the grandness of who you are is simply unbelievable. If you could look backwards, as I can, and you would see from whence you came. Even on this planet, it would start at the creation of the planet. Yes, there was a beginning. Not of the universe, but of this galaxy. Yes, there was a beginning. Not necessarily of the universe, but of this solar system. It's a cycle. All is a cycle. I've explained this before. There is a quantum dimensional cycle that comes and goes. What appears to be an expanding universe is simply one that sits still, but that is turning in yet to another. An ongoing process where the next one will ask, what was the beginning? Not realizing they're part of the last. And here you sit. And if I ask you to look backwards far enough, I take you to that place where the earth was formed. We looked at it together. Best estimations of the creation time of the universe Even that is incorrect. It's longer than that. But even in those billions of years and the millions that it took for this earth to form, you were there. The potentials of all that is was known. And the time that you would arrive was being scheduled. You watched. You saw life form and leave at least 5 times. You saw the evolution of the plants, the flowers, the seas, the continents as they moved around. You saw the largest mountain on earth move over the hot spot. And you said, that's where we're going. And it became the Hawaiian Islands eventually. The seat of Lemuria. The beginning of a conscious spiritual state of humanity. This is the beginning of you, old soul. Many of you in this room were that old, are that old. Age itself, not a concept that spirit has. And you are so biased and so linear to look at your lives and wonder who you are and why you're here, not understanding. You're the core of the earth, the seeds of what makes it illuminate. There is a lineage of how humans think about things. And you can see how it's changing very quickly, by the way. It's only literally been the last 100 years or so that you got modern science and allopathic chemistry of healing. And it's good for being in 3D. But even in this, you'll notice that there is a cause and effect relationship for everything that is done to the human body. Some of you call that side effects. And as good as it is, you went beyond it. And years ago, you went to the next step and you called it homeopathy. And that became a system of signaling the body with a very, very, very tiny parts per million chemical that was sensed by cellular structure at the DNA level to tell the body what to do. A healing. It required that the homeopathist develop a tincture, a chemical signal, to let the body know what to do without side effects. Even today, it is laughed at by those in 3D, in the allopathic method, who are looking for a cause and effect. And they say to the homeopathist, it can't do anything, there's not enough chemical to cause a reaction. You see the biased thinking there. You cannot prove or disprove. And quantumness with a 3D expression. And it was good. But it still required chemistry. When the last 20 years or so, some of the most profound energy systems known have been developed. Finally, consciousness over matter. The development of energy alone. To involve cells through systems of energy to balance the body. You might say, now we're getting somewhere. No side effects, no chemistry. And each leap of vibrational shift was difficult. Some were involved, some were not. Some believed in it, some did not. And you come to a place now. And I've told my partner, this is going to be what defines Kryon. And that is the truth about DNA. If you look at it, it's a mystery. Even chemically, it is a mystery. You have certain things about DNA which are unexplainable. The first, which we've discussed many times, is how much chemistry does nothing at all. 90% of the 3 billion parts seem to do nothing in each double helix. 100 trillion of them, approximately, occur in the human body. And science has never figured out how they all know everything at once. They're identical, you know. But they work together. There's a knowingness. And now we reveal something that must have been intuitive for you. That is that the DNA is quantum in a three-dimensional structure. There is magnetics involved in this quantumness, as there always is in any magnetic attribute. Therefore, we have said and will say again that we invite science to recognize and see within the DNA loop that there is a magnetic field, for it will explain much about how DNA communicates with DNA. It's quantum, with 90% of the parts seeming to do nothing unidentifiable. No system, no symmetry, no proteins. It's only a fraction of them that create the human genealogy. And what does the rest of it do? And I will tell you, the rest of it holds the key to who you are. It's the Akashic record. It's the angelic name. It's the pieces and the parts of the portal of the higher self. It's healing. It's spontaneous remission. It's miracles. And as a human being invited to think quantumly, now you may be starting to get the message. For the more quantum you are, the more efficient your DNA becomes. We've given you the information before that only 30% of DNA truly is operable at birth. And this is the energy you come in with. As you change consciousness on the planet, you change a vibratory system of planet Earth, so those who arrive later will be at a higher efficiency because you've worked on yours. Do you see how this works? You are the ancestor of the creation of a higher vibrating human being. You are forcing evolvement by what you do. And instead of it being passed through in a system of biology, it's passed to the earth. And as the earth vibrates and as the crystalline grid works, and as the magnetic field of the earth receives the birth of a next individual, it sees how the DNA should be activated. And as you become more quantum, your lineage will benefit all those that come later. No matter what race, no matter what language, benefit from the vibration you give them. Therefore, there's even more than you know about the DNA inside your body. A wise human being once asked Kryon, "Is there a larger field around DNA that we don't know about?" And the answer is, no, you know all about it, but you don't know what causes it. And I will give you now this information. It's not all that new, and you had to know it. Many of you know about the human Merkaba. It is a Hebrew word given to you by Elisha as he watched the master Elijah ascend and claim his divinity. Loosely, it means to ride. It is the chariot, the metaphor. What is it that would ride on the chariot of the Merkaba that is yours, out to 8 meters? That's the field the human being walks in. It's interdimensional. You can't really measure it. You can see shadows of it. You can see it change. There are those here who take pictures of the portions and the parts that can be photographed with certain energy cameras. Not necessarily auric, part of the Merkaba, part of the auric structure. The Merkaba is unphotographable. And I will tell you what generates it. 100 trillion pieces of DNA. All with the same field, all with the same knowledge of your Akash. You walk around, dear human being, with a field that's 8 meters wide, 26 feet. Wherever you go. Bigger than you think you are. It touches people, you know. If you have love in your life, it touches people. You ever sit down in a movie theater and want to move because the you feel something about the person next to you? You're going to turn down the aisle in a grocery store and you decide not to because that person just doesn't feel right. You shouldn't pass them. That's intuition, dear human being, dear one. That's the map. That's telling you that when Merkabas come into contact with other ones, like all those who sit here, that there is communication, whole soul. Not only with the one next to you on each side, front and back. Each one of you affecting, as you sit here in this room, about 10 people. If you're in an enlightened state and you think as one, and if you have the love of God in your heart, those 10 of you with an interlacing Merkabah can move a mountain. And that's the truth. You have the essence of God in you. And that is DNA produced. And it's an interdimensional field. There'll come a day when science is able to measure interdimensional things and can see on their scopes of what is and what is not interdimensional, the fields of the atomic structure itself, they cannot help but notice that the human being has one of its own. And it's the one you ride in. Elisha was right to give it that name. It's the chariot of DNA. What rides really on that chariot is mastery. And we've given you the information before that what separates you from the prophets is that the prophets that walk this planet had their DNA activated to 100%. And you watched what they said. You watched the influence of their Merkabah on other people. You saw what they could do, the miracles they could perform, even that which would seem like bringing back the dead. All within the scope of one human being with 100% activation. Make no mistake that every single prophet who walked this planet and performed miracles was a human being with a human structure, with human DNA, with human abilities. And the only thing that was different is they came in blessed on purpose with mastery. And this is what you're learning. And there are energies and systems which will help you. There are those that have steps of metaphysical learning that will help you. Anything that will get you into a quantum state beyond where you are is valuable, and you can call it what you want and give it any name, any process, any procedure. And it's all doing the same thing, activating a more efficient DNA. Let me tell you where it's going. And this is new, and this is what I want to give you. All of these things are culminating in a quantum expression of the human being with himself. It means that the gifts and the tools are outside of the purview of any three-dimensional mind could imagine. It is all quantum. And what we are looking at is a human being that can tap into their Akashic record and claim the actual corporeal bodies that they had and pull the attributes out, pull the consciousness out. This is mining the Akash. We have told you of this. It's not new anymore. This was last year's information. Oh, we've got something beyond that. Unbelievable. And it's going to fly in the face of anything you've ever been taught, metaphysician. where humans are evolving, and they're evolving spiritually as well as with consciousness. There are a few on this planet who are starting to realize this. As the system improves, it improves because consciousness improves. The very things you do today that are going to give your lineage a higher efficiency of DNA are going to create the things I'm going to discuss today. Tapping into your Akash will someday become the way of it. Healing your own body in a profound way by finding the DNA of another lifetime is the way of it. But let me tell you about an old system that now is going to change. It's the system you're used to. You come and you go, and you come and you go. And when you're on the other side of the veil, you make decisions about your next lifetime. You look at so many things. I cannot even begin to discuss what you look at. My partner is swimming right now with the picture that I'm giving him, and he knows he cannot explain it. It does not come out in linear words. There is so much that goes into coming to this planet. It's beautiful what you choose to do. It is beyond explanation what you choose to do. At the wind of birth, when you choose to come in and tear apart those things which are part of your creator self, to forget who you are and to land with a human body that ages and gets old, to agree to go through trials and troubles. It's amazing. All for the love of the planet and each other and the bigger picture. And then you go back to the other side of the veil and you hold a meeting, you might say, and you discuss what's next. You choose your parents. They choose you even though they're alive. The higher selves of the one intermingle with the higher selves of the others, and in you come again, perhaps in a different karmic group. What a system. But did you notice that you had to leave, come to the other side of the veil, in order to have the meeting? Did you notice that? That's gonna change. And what you're gonna see is a human being who has the ability to choose their next lifetime while they're here. To look at a quantum state of all that is and know what they're going to do. And you might say, how are they going to do that? And that is a three-dimensional question. For you see the how in that. How is it going to line up? How is it going to be presented to them? Where are they going to know what to do? And I will tell you this, none of those questions apply. For in a quantum state, it just is. The human will see the old soul lineage of who they are and will apply it to the potentials of what they may do. And they will know what they're going to do before they leave. And this is going to create a system of an extremely fast turnaround. They'll be gone and back before you know it. Dying and being born simultaneously. No reason to spend time. No reason to go through the process. All of these things simply unbelievable to those who have learned it another way. Now, here's a quantum exercise. Go there with me for a moment. You know I'm right, don't you? Can't you feel it coming? That the cells in your body vibrate different. Not all humans are created spiritually identical. The DNA reacts depending upon how many lives, whether you were part Lemurian, what you came here to learn and be part of. Let me tell you, there are three people in here who are on vacation. spiritually. And they have no idea what's going on. They really don't want to because they're on vacation. And what that means is this, is they have put in their time the last time and it was rough. And they're here in a country where they can enjoy themselves or they won't go hungry. With people who care about them, who can love them. And they're not here to be light workers. They're on vacation. And the next time they will be put back into the cauldron of spirituality and they'll remember who they are and they will go where they need to go. You're different, each of you, for a different reason, for a different purpose, old soul. And you chose it before you came. And what I'm telling you is that the gift is here now for you to choose it while you're here. Not all, but some. This is the message of this day, and with this we close. And that is, humans are becoming enabled even past what you thought. Mastery is at hand. Now, spirit does not see time as you do, so we tell you these things, and we warn you not to place a time on it. Well, when is that going to happen, Cryon? When it happens, dear one, is when it happens. But it is in the potential of what we see for humanity. It is within the scope of what you will experience in the next two generations, perhaps. And you'll be here. Believe me, you'll be here. Perhaps not with the body you have now, but you'll be here. So will my partner. He's already chosen who he'll be, where he'll be. And it won't be here. These are the things we tell you so that you will know about the hope of how much you've changed this planet, that the shift is working. Leave this place differently than you came. Feel the love of God touch your heart today. We would not tell you these things if they were not so. I have visited my family for a moment, just for a moment. And it is well with me for that, for I felt the love come back from you, and that's why I come. You've given me a moment with family, and not all of the angelics feel that or can have that, but I get it because you allow it, and so it is.